Good afternoon. Plenty of clouds across interior New York and New England, and that's stopping the temperature from climbing as quickly as it did yesterday. Still, though, with most of the region on the south side of a stationary front draped across the St. Lawrence Valley, most places should get into the 80s with that hazy sunshine breaking out for the early and mid part of the afternoon. This will lead to increasing chances for more showers and thunderstorms as we get deeper into the day, and especially this evening. And with wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere increasing and acting on the moisture available and the instability, some of the storms that do fire could be on the strong or even severe side with gusty winds and hail, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. This activity will slowly dissipate as we head through the overnight period, and we'll have areas of fog still with a few showers around, and it'll be muggy tonight with lows in the middle 60s. Once again for tomorrow, another round of showers and thunderstorms as a cool front approaches with even more wind energy from the Great Lakes. The showers and thunderstorms could be strong to severe if we get enough heating from the sun tomorrow. Temperatures, though, will be a little bit cooler and highs will reach the middle and upper 70s. We'll start to dry things out during the day on Friday behind the front. Still, we'll have plenty of clouds and scattered showers around, and temperatures will be back into the upper 60s for afternoon highs. The holiday weekend looks pretty good. There's still some question about Saturday with a couple of lingering showers, otherwise partly sunny skies, and highs back into the mid-60s with a northwest breeze. On Sunday, mainly dry with partly sunny skies in the mid-60s and pushing it back to 70 degrees on Memorial Day for Monday under mostly sunny skies. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the lower Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and Tennessee Valley. An upper-level trough will move eastward across the mid and upper Mississippi Valley today, with southwest flow located ahead of the system from the Tennessee Valley into the lower Great Lakes. At the surface, a low is forecast to move east-northeastward across lower Michigan, with a corridor of moisture and dew points in the lower to mid-60s extending northward from the Tennessee Valley into the upper Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. Moderate instability, along with 35 to 40 knots of shear, will be present. This environment should be favorable for damaging wind gusts as cells increase in coverage and intensity late this afternoon. A few tornadoes may occur with rotating cell elements, and large hail could also accompany the more intense cells. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 26 at Bryce Canyon, Utah, Grand Canyon, Arizona, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 97, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m., sunset this evening 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of hazy sun and clouds today, humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms more numerous, some of them strong, in the upper 70s. Leftover showers Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 60s. Still the risk of a shower Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the mid-60s. On Monday, mostly sunny near 70. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny and milder in the lower to middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.